Book of Leviticus. Chapter 1. And Yahweh called to Moses and spoke to him out of the tent of the congregation, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, If any one of you brings an offering to Yahweh, from livestock of the herd, or from the flock, you shall bring near your offering. If his burnt offering is out of the herd, a male, without blemish, he shall bring it to the opening of the tent of meeting, at his pleasure, before the face of Yahweh. And he shall lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it is accepted for him to make atonement for him. And he shall kill the son of the herd before the face of Yahweh. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall bring near the blood and sprinkle the blood on the altar all around at the opening of the tent of the meeting place. And he shall skin the burnt offering, and shall cut it into pieces. And the sons of Aaron the priest shall put fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall arrange the pieces, with the head and the fat, on the wood on the fire, which is on the altar. And he shall wash its inward parts and its legs with water. And the priest shall burn as incense the whole of it on the altar for a burnt offering, a fire offering of soothing fragrance to Yahweh. And if his offering is out of the flock, out of the sheep, or out of the goats, for a burnt offering, a male, without blemish, he shall bring it near. And he shall slaughter it by the side of the altar northward, before the face of Yahweh. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall sprinkle its blood all around on the altar. And he shall cut it to pieces with both its head and its fat, and the priest shall arrange them on the wood which is on the fire on the altar. And he shall wash the inward parts and the legs with water, and the priest shall bring near all of it and burn it as incense on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a fire offering of soothing fragrance to Yahweh. And if the burnt offering is a burnt offering out of the fowls to Yahweh, then he shall bring near his offering, of turtle doves or of the offspring of the dove. And the priest shall bring it near to the altar and shall nip off its head. And he shall burn it as incense on the altar, its blood shall be drained by the side of the altar. And he shall remove its crop with its feathers, and shall throw it near the altar eastward, to the place of the ashes. And he shall cleave it with its wings, not dividing it, and the priest shall burn it as incense on the altar, on the wood which is on the fire, a burnt offering, it is a fire offering of soothing fragrance to Yahweh. Chapter 2. And when a person brings near an offering, a food offering to Yahweh, his offering shall be of flour. And he shall pour oil on it, and he shall put frankincense on it. And he shall bring it to the sons of Aaron the priest, and he shall take from it the fullness of his handful from its flour, and from its oil, with all its frankincense. And the priest shall burn it as incense on the altar, a memorial offering, a fire offering, a soothing fragrance to Yahweh. And the rest of the food offering is for Aaron and for his sons, most holy, of the fire offerings of Yahweh. And when you bring near an offering, a food offering baked in an oven, it shall be of fine flour, unleavened cakes mixed with oil, or unleavened thin cakes anointed with oil. And if your offering is a food offering baked in a pan, it shall be of unleavened fine flour, mixed with oil. You shall divide it into bits, and you should pour oil on it, it is a food offering. And if your offering is a food offering on a griddle, your offering shall be fine flour mixed with oil. And you shall bring the food offering made of these things to Yahweh, and shall bring it to the priest. And the priest shall bring it near to the altar. And the priest shall lift up the food offering, its memorial offering, and shall burn it as incense on the altar, a fire offering, a soothing fragrance to Yahweh. And the rest of the food offering is for Aaron and his sons, most holy, of the offerings of Yahweh. Any food offering which you shall bring to Yahweh, you shall not make with leaven, for all leaven and all honey you shall not burn it as incense, a fire offering to Yahweh. As an offering of first fruits, you shall bring them to Yahweh, but they shall not go up on the altar for a soothing fragrance. And every offering of your food offering you shall season with salt, and you shall not let the salt of the covenant of your Elohim be lacking from your food offering, you shall offer salt with all your offerings. And if you bring near a food offering of first fruits to Yahweh, fresh ears roasted with fire, grains from a garden, you shall bring near your first fruits for a food offering. And you shall put oil on it, and lay frankincense on it, it is a food offering. And the priest shall burn it as incense, with its memorial offering from its grains, and from its oil, besides all its frankincense, a fire offering to Yahweh. Chapter 3. And if his offering is a sacrifice of peace offering, if he is offering it from the herd, whether male or female, without blemish, he shall bring it near before the face of Yahweh. And he shall lay his hand on the head of his offering and slaughter it at the opening of the tent of the congregation. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall sprinkle the blood on the altar all around. And he shall bring near from the sacrifice of the peace offering a fire offering to Yahweh, the fat which covers the inward parts, and all the fat on the inward parts. And the two kidneys, and the fat on them, on the loins, and the fatty lobe by the liver beside the kidneys, he shall remove. And the sons of Aaron shall burn it as incense on the altar, on the burnt offering on the wood on the fire, a fire offering of a soothing fragrance to Yahweh. And if his offering for a sacrifice of peace offerings is from the flock, male or female, without blemish, he shall bring it near. If he is bringing near a sheep for his offering, then he shall bring it near before the face of Yahweh. And he shall lay his hand on the head of his offering and shall slaughter it in front of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle its blood on the altar all around. And he shall bring near from the sacrifice of the peace offerings a fire offering to Yahweh, its fat, he shall remove the entire fat tail close by the backbone, and all the fat that covers the inward parts, and all the fat that is on the inward parts. And the two kidneys, and the fat on them, on the loins, and he shall remove the lobe by the liver, beside the kidneys, he shall remove it. And the priest shall burn it as incense on the altar, bread of the fire offering to Yahweh. And if his offering is a goat, then he shall bring it near before the face of Yahweh. And he shall lay his hand on its head and shall slaughter it in front of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle its blood all around on the altar. And he shall bring near from it his offering, a fire offering to Yahweh, the fat covering the inward parts, and all the fat on the inward parts. And the two kidneys, and the fat on them, on the loins, and the lobe on the liver, beside the kidneys, he shall remove. And the priest shall burn them as incense on the altar, bread of the fire offering for a soothing fragrance, all the fat belongs to Yahweh. It shall be a never-ending statute for your generations in all your dwellings. You shall not eat any fat or any blood. Chapter 4. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel saying, When a person sins against any of the commands of Yahweh through ignorance, which is not to be done, and shall do any one of them. If the priest who is anointed sins, resulting in guilt to the people, then he shall bring near for his sin which he has sinned a bull, a son of the herd, without blemish, to Yahweh for a sin offering. And he shall bring the bull into the opening of the tabernacle of the congregation, before the face of Yahweh. And he shall lay his hand on the head of the bull and shall slaughter the bull before the face of Yahweh. And the priest who is anointed shall take some of the blood of the bull and shall bring it to the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle some of the blood 7 times before the face of Yahweh, at the front of the veil of the holy place. And the priest shall put some of the blood on the horns of the altar of sweet incense, at the opening of the tent of the congregation, before the face of Yahweh. And all the fat of the bull of the sin offering, he shall lift up the fat which is covering over the inward parts, and all the fat which is on the inward parts. And the two kidneys, and the fat which is on them, which is on the flanks, and he shall remove the lobe on the liver beside the kidneys. As it is raised up from the sacrifice of the peace offerings of the bull, the priest shall burn them as incense on the altar of burnt offering. And the skin of the bull, and all its flesh with its head, and with its legs, and the inward parts, and its dung. He shall bring out all the bull to the outside of the camp, to a clean place, to the place of the pouring of ashes, and he shall burn it on the wood with fire, it shall be burned at the place of pouring of ashes. If all the company of Israel shall sin through ignorance, and the thing has been hidden from the eyes of the assembly, and they do that which is not to be done to any of all the commands of Yahweh, and are guilty. When the sin shall be known, that which they have sinned against it, then the congregation shall bring near a bull, a son of the herd, for a sin offering. And they shall bring it in front of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the elders of the congregation shall lay their hands on the head of the bull before the face of Yahweh. And they shall slaughter the bull before the face of Yahweh. And the priest who is anointed shall bring in some of the blood of the bull to the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and shall sprinkle 7 times before the face of Yahweh, at the front of the veil. And he shall put some of the blood on the horns of the altar before the face of Yahweh in the tent of the meeting of the congregation. And he shall pour out all the blood at the base of the altar of burnt offering at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall lift up all its fat from it and shall burn it as incense on the altar. And he shall do with the bull as he has done to the bull of the sin offering, so he shall do to it. And the priest shall atone for them, and it shall be forgiven them. And he shall bring the bull to the outside of the camp, and he shall burn it as he burned the first bull, it is a sin offering of the congregation. When a ruler sins and has acted against one of all the commands of Yahweh his Elohim, which is not to be done, through ignorance, and is guilty, or his sin which he has sinned shall be made known to him, then he shall bring his offering, a buck of the goats, a male, without blemish. And he shall lay his hand on the head of the he-goat and shall slaughter it in the place where he slaughters the burnt offering, before the face of Yahweh, it is a sin offering. And the priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering, and with his finger he shall put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and he shall pour out its blood at the base of the altar of burnt offering. And he shall burn it as incense on the altar, with all its fat, as the fat of the sacrifice of the peace offerings. And the priest shall atone for him because of his sin, and it shall be forgiven him. And if any person of the people of the land sin through ignorance by doing that which is not to be done, against one of the commands of Yahweh, and is guilty, or his sin which he has sinned shall be made known to him, then he shall bring his offering, an ewe of the goats, without blemish, a female, for his sin which he has sinned, then he shall lay his hand on the head of the sin offering and shall slaughter the sin offering in the place of the burnt offering. And the priest shall take some of its blood with his finger and shall put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering. And he shall pour out all its blood at the base of the altar, and he shall take off all its fat, as has been taken off the sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall burn it as incense on the altar for a soothing fragrance to Yahweh. And the priest shall atone for him, and it is forgiven him. And if he brings a lamb as his offering, a female, without blemish, he shall bring it, and he shall lay his hand on the head of the sin offering, and he shall slaughter it for a sin offering in the place where he slaughters the burnt offering. And the priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and shall pour out all the blood at the bottom of the altar. And he shall take off all its fat, as is taken off the fat of the lamb from the sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall burn them as incense on the altar, on the fire offerings of Yahweh. And the priest shall atone for him for his sin which he has sinned, and it is forgiven him. Chapter 5. And when a person sins, and hears the voice of swearing, and he is a witness, or has seen, or has known, if he does not reveal it, then he shall bear his iniquity. Or if a soul touches any unclean thing, or the unclean dead body of an animal, or the unclean dead body of livestock, or the dead body of unclean swarming things, it being hidden from him that he is unclean and is guilty. Or if he touches the uncleanness of man, any of his uncleanness by which he is unclean, and it is hidden from him, and he knows, then he is guilty. Or if a person swears, speaking rashly with the lips, to do evil, or to do good, anything which the man speaks rashly with an oath, and it is hidden from him, and he knows, then he is guilty of one of these. And it shall be when he is guilty of one of these, then he shall confess that in which he has sinned. And he shall bring his guilt offering to Yahweh for his sin which he has sinned, a female out of the flock, a lamb, or a doe of the goats, for a sin offering. And the priest shall atone for him regarding his sin. And if his hand does not reach to a lamb, then he shall bring his guilt offering, he who has sinned, 2 turtle doves, or 2 offspring of a dove, to Yahweh, one for a sin offering, and one for a burnt offering. And he shall bring them to the priest, who shall bring near for a sin offering first. And he shall nip off its head from its neck, but shall not divide it. And he shall sprinkle some of the blood of the sin offering on the side of the altar, and that which remains of the blood shall be drained at the base of the altar, it is a sin offering. And he shall offer the second for a burnt offering, as by decree. And the priest shall atone for him, because of his sin which he has sinned, and it shall be forgiven him. And if his hand cannot reach to 2 turtle doves, or 2 offspring of a dove, then he who sinned shall bring his offering, 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour for a sin offering, he shall not put oil on it, nor put frankincense on it, for it is a sin offering. And he shall bring it to the priest, and the priest shall take from it his full handful, the memorial offering, and shall burn it as incense on the altar, on the fire offering of Yahweh, it is a sin offering. And the priest shall atone for him, for his sin which he sinned from one of these, and it shall be forgiven him. And it shall be for the priest as a food offering. And Yahweh spoke to Moses saying, If a person acts unfaithfully and sins through ignorance, against the holy things of Yahweh, then he shall bring his guilt offering to Yahweh, a ram, without blemish out of the flock, at your evaluation in silver shekels, by the shekel of the sanctuary, for a guilt offering. And he shall make good that in which he sinned against the holy thing, and he shall add its fifth part to it, and give it to the priest. And the priest shall atone for him with the ram of the guilt offering, and it shall be forgiven him. And if a person sins, and he has done that which is not to be done from any one of all the commands of Yahweh, and does not know it, and he is guilty, and bears his iniquity, then he shall bring a ram, without blemish from the flock, at your evaluation for a guilt offering to the priest. And the priest shall atone for him, for his sin of error which he erred, and he did not know, and it shall be forgiven him. It is a guilt offering, truly he is guilty before the face of Yahweh. Chapter 6. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, If any person sins and is slyly treacherous against Yahweh, and deals falsely with his neighbor concerning a deposit, or concerning security, or by robbery, or has extorted his neighbor, or has found a lost thing and has lied about it, and has sworn to a falsehood in regard to any one of all these which a man does, sinning in them, then it shall be, when he sins and is guilty, he shall return what he got by robbery, that which he robbed, or the extorted thing which he extorted, or the deposit which had been deposited with him, or the lost thing which he had found. Or all that about which he swore falsely, he shall even repay it in its principal, and the fifth part he shall add to it, to whomever it belongs. He shall give it on the day of his guilt offering. And he shall bring his guilt offering to Yahweh a ram, without blemish out of the flock, at your evaluation for a guilt offering, to the priest. And the priest shall make atonement for him before Yahweh, and as regards to one thing of all that he has done, it shall be forgiven him, by being guilty in it. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Command Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering because it is burned on the altar all the night until the morning, and the fire of the altar is kept burning on it. The priest shall put on his long robe of fine linen, and he shall put his linen underpants on his flesh. And he shall lift up the ashes which the fire consumed with the burnt offering on the altar, and shall put them beside the altar. And he shall strip off his garments, and shall put on other garments, and shall bring the ashes out to the outside of the camp, to a clean place. And the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it, it shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it morning by morning. And he shall lay the burnt offering in order on it. And he shall burn it as incense with the fat of the peace offering. Fire shall be continually burning on the altar, it shall never go out. And this is the law of the food offering, the sons of Aaron shall bring it near before Yahweh, to the front of the altar. And he shall lift from it his handful of the flour of the food offering, and of its oil, and all the frankincense on the food offering. And he shall burn it as incense on the altar, a soothing fragrance from its memorial to Yahweh. And Aaron and his sons shall eat the rest. It shall be eaten with unleavened things in the holy place, in the court of the tabernacle of the congregation they shall eat it. It shall not be baked with leaven. I have given it as their portion out of my fire offerings. It is most holy, like the sin offering, and like the guilt offering. Every male among the sons of Aaron shall eat it, a never-ending statute throughout your generations from the fire offerings of Yahweh. All that touches them shall be holy. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, This is the offering of Aaron and his sons which they shall bring near to Yahweh on the day he is anointed, a tenth of an ephah of flour, a continual food offering, half of it in the morning, and half of it in the evening. It shall be made on a griddle with oil. You shall bring it in mixed. You shall bring baked pieces of the food offering, a soothing fragrance to Yahweh. And the priest who is anointed in his place, from among his sons, shall make it. It is a never-ending statute of Yahweh. It shall be completely burned. and every food offering of a priest is a whole burnt offering. It shall not be eaten. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, This is the law of the sin offering, in the place where the burnt offering is killed, the sin offering shall be killed before Yahweh. It is most holy. The priest who offers it for sin shall eat it. It shall be eaten in the holy place in the court of the tabernacle of the congregation. All that touches its flesh shall be holy. And when any of its blood is sprinkled on the garment that on which it is sprinkled shall be washed in the holy place. And an earthen vessel in which it is boiled shall be broken. And if it is boiled in a bronze vessel, then it shall be scoured and rinsed with water. Every male among the priests shall eat of it. It is most holy. And any sin offering of whose blood is brought into the tabernacle of the congregation to make atonement in the sanctuary shall not be eaten. It shall be burned with fire. Chapter 7. And this is the law of the guilt offering, it is most holy. In the place where they kill the burnt offering, they shall kill the guilt offering, and its blood shall be sprinkled on the altar all around. And all its fat shall be brought near, he shall offer the fat tail of it, and the fat which covers the inward parts. And the two kidneys, and the fat on them, on the flanks, and the lobe above the liver beside the kidneys, he shall remove. And the priest shall burn them as incense on the altar, a fire offering to Yahweh, it is a guilt offering. Every male among the priests shall eat it, it shall be eaten in the holy place. It is most holy. As a sin offering is, so is a guilt offering. One law is for them. The priest who makes atonement by it, it is his. And the priest who brings near any man's burnt offering, the skin of the burnt offering which he has brought near, it is the priest's, his own. And every food offering which was baked in an oven, and every one that is prepared in the stewing pan, and on the griddle, shall be the priest's that offers it, it is his. And every food offering, mixed with oil or dry, it shall be for all the sons of Aaron to a man, as his brother. And this is the law of the sacrifice of the peace offerings which shall be brought near to Yahweh. If he brings it for a thanksgiving, then he shall bring with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mixed with oil, and thin unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and of well-mixed flour, cakes mixed with oil. He shall bring his offering with the cakes of leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving, his peace offerings. And he shall bring out of it one of every offering, a heave offering to Yahweh, to the priest sprinkling the blood of the peace offering, it is his. As to the flesh of the sacrifice of the thanksgiving peace offerings, it shall be eaten in the day of his offering. He shall not leave any of it until morning. And if the sacrifice of his offering is a vow, or freewill offering, in the day he brings his sacrifice near, it shall be eaten. And on the morrow the rest of it shall also be eaten. And the rest of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burned with fire. And if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings is at all eaten on the third day, it is not pleasing. It shall not be reckoned for him who has brought it. It shall be a hateful thing, and the person who eats of it shall bear his iniquity. And the flesh which touches any unclean thing shall not be eaten. It shall be burned with fire. As to the flesh, every clean one shall eat of the flesh. And the person who eats of the flesh of the sacrifice of the peace offerings which belong to Yahweh, when his uncleanness is upon him, even that person shall be cut off from his people. And when a person touches any unclean thing, of the uncleanness of man, or of the uncleanness of animals, or of an unclean abominable creature, and shall eat of the flesh of the sacrifice of the peace offerings which belong to Yahweh, even that person shall be cut off from his people. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, You shall not eat any fat of ox, or of sheep, or of goat. And the fat of a dead body, and the fat of a thing torn may be used for any work, but you certainly shall not eat it, for whoever eats the fat of the animal, of which one brings near a fire offering to Yahweh, even the person who eats shall be cut off from his people. And you shall not eat any blood in all your dwellings, of fowl, or of animal. Any person who eats any blood, even that person shall be cut off from his people. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, He who brings near the sacrifice of his peace offerings to Yahweh shall bring his offering to Yahweh from the sacrifice of his peace offerings. His own hands shall bring in the fire offerings of Yahweh, the fat beside the breast he shall bring in with the breast, to wave it as a wave offering before Yahweh. And the priest shall burn the fat on the altar as incense, and the breast shall be Aaron's and his sons'. And you shall make a heave offering of the right leg to the priest of the sacrifices of your peace offerings, one of the sons of Aaron who is bringing near the blood of the peace offerings, and the fat, the right leg is his for a portion. For the breast of the wave offering and the leg of the heave offering, I have taken from the sons of Israel, from the sacrifices of their peace offerings, and I have given them to Aaron the priest, and to his sons, by a never-ending statute, from the sons of Israel. This is the portion of the anointing of Aaron, and the anointing of his sons out of the fire offerings of Yahweh, in the day he shall bring them near to act as priests to Yahweh, which Yahweh has commanded to give to them the day of his anointing them, from the sons of Israel, a never-ending statute throughout their generations. This is the law for burnt offering, for the food offering, and for sin offering, and for guilt offering, and for consecrations, and for a sacrifice of the peace offerings, which Yahweh had commanded Moses in Mount Sinai, in the days of his commanding the sons of Israel to bring near their offerings to Yahweh, in the wilderness of Sinai. Chapter 8. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Take Aaron, and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing oil, and the bull of the sin offering, and the two rams, and the basket of unleavened things. And gather all the congregation together at the door of the tent of the meeting. And Moses did as Yahweh had commanded him, and the congregation was gathered to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Moses said to the congregation, This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded to be done. And Moses brought Aaron and his sons, and bathed them in water. And put on him the tunic, and girded him with the girdle, and clothed him with the upper robe, and put the ephod on him, and girded him with the ephod on him, and girded him with the girdle of the ephod, and bound it to him with it, and put the breast pocket on him, and put the Urim and the Thummim into the breastplate. And put the mitre on his head, and on the mitre, on its front, he put the golden plate, the holy crown, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And Moses took the anointing oil, and anointed the tabernacle, and all in it, and sanctified them. And he sprinkled some of it on the altar 7 times, and anointed the altar, and all its vessels, and the laver, and its base, to sanctify them. And he poured some of the anointing oil on the head of Aaron, and anointed him, to sanctify him. And Moses brought the sons of Aaron near, and clothed them with tunics, and girded them with girdles, and bound turbans on them, as Yahweh had commanded Moses. And he brought the bull of the sin offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the bull of the sin offering. And one slaughtered it, and Moses took the blood and put it on the horns of the altar all around with his finger, and cleansed the altar, and he poured out the blood at the base of the altar, and sanctified it, to make atonement on it. And he took all the fat on the inward parts, and the lobe above the liver, and the 2 kidneys, and their fat, and Moses burned it as incense on the altar. And the bull, and its skin, and its flesh, and its dung, he burned with fire, at the outside of the camp, as Yahweh had commanded Moses. And he brought the ram of the burnt offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram, and one killed it, and Moses sprinkled the blood on the altar all around. And he cut the ram into its pieces, and Moses burned it as incense with the head, and the pieces, and the fat. And he washed the inward parts and the legs with water, and Moses burned it as incense with the whole ram on the altar. It is a burnt offering, for a soothing fragrance, it is a fire offering to Yahweh, as Yahweh had commanded Moses. And he brought the 2nd ram, a ram of the consecrations, and Aaron and his sons lay their hands on the head of the ram. And one killed it, and Moses took some of its blood and put it on the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. And he brought Aaron's sons, and Moses put some of the blood on the tip of their right ear, and on the thumb of their right hand, and on the big toe of their right foot. And Moses sprinkled the blood on the altar all around. And took the fat, and the fat tail, and all the fat on the inward parts, and the lobe above the liver, and the 2 kidneys, and their fat, and the right leg. And out of the basket of unleavened bread which was before Yahweh, he took 1 unleavened cake, and 1 cake of oiled bread, and 1 wafer, and put them on the fat, and on the right leg. And placed the whole on the hands of Aaron, and on the hands of his sons, and waved them, a wave offering before Yahweh. And Moses took them off their hands and burned them with incense on the altar, on the burnt offering. They are consecrations for a soothing fragrance, it is a fire offering to Yahweh. And Moses took the breast and waved it, a wave offering before Yahweh, of the ram of the consecrations. It was Moses' portion, as Yahweh had commanded Moses. And Moses took some of the anointing oil, and some of the blood on the altar, and sprinkled on Aaron, on his garments, and on his sons' garments with him. And he sanctified Aaron, his garments, and his sons, and the garments of his sons with him. And Moses said to Aaron and to his sons, boil the flesh at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and you shall eat it there, and the bread in the basket of the consecrations, as I have commanded, saying, Aaron and his sons shall eat it. And the rest of the flesh and of the bread you shall burn with fire. And you shall not go out of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation for 7 days, until the days of your consecration are fulfilled. For he shall consecrate you 7 days. As he has done on this day, Yahweh has commanded you to do, to make atonement for you. And you shall remain at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation day and night for 7 days, and you shall keep the charge of Yahweh and shall not die, for so I have been commanded. And Aaron and his sons did all the things which Yahweh had commanded by the hand of Moses. Chapter 9. And it happened, on the 8th day, Moses called for Aaron and for his sons, and for the elders of Israel. And he said to Aaron, take a calf to yourself, a son of the herd, for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering, ones without blemish, and bring them near before Yahweh. And speak to the sons of Israel, saying, take a kid of the goats for a sin offering, and a calf, and a lamb, sons of a year, ones without blemish, for a burnt offering. And a bull and a ram for peace offerings, to sacrifice before Yahweh, and a food offering mixed with oil, for today Yahweh will be seen. And they took that which Moses had commanded to the front of the tent of meeting, and the entire congregation drew near and stood before Yahweh. And Moses said, this is the thing that Yahweh has commanded, do it, and the glory of Yahweh shall appear to you. And Moses said to Aaron, draw near to the altar and make your sin offering, and your burnt offering, and make atonement for yourself, and for the people, and make the offering of the people, and atone for them, as Yahweh has commanded. And Aaron drew near to the altar and killed the calf of the sin offering, which is for himself. And Aaron's sons brought the blood near to him, and he dipped his finger in the blood and put it on the horns of the altar. And he poured out the blood at the base of the altar. And the fat, and the kidneys, and the lobe of the liver, of the sin offering, he burned with incense on the altar, as Yahweh had commanded Moses. And he burned the flesh and the skin with fire, at the outside of the camp. And he killed the burnt offering. And Aaron's sons presented the blood to him and he sprinkled it on the altar all around. And they presented to him the burnt offering, by its pieces, and the head, and he burned them with incense on the altar. And he washed the inward parts and the legs, and burned them as incense for the burnt offering on the altar. And he brought the offering of the people, and took the he-goat of the sin offering which is for the people, and killed it, and made it a sin offering like the first. And he brought the burnt offering, and offered it, according to the ordinance. And he brought the food offering and filled his hand from it, and burned it as incense on the altar, besides the burnt offering of the morning. And he killed the bull and the ram, a sacrifice of the peace offerings, which are for the people, and Aaron's sons presented the blood to him, and he sprinkled it on the altar all around. And the fat of the bull, and of the ram, the fat tail, and the covering, and the kidneys, and the lobe above the liver. And they set the fat on the breasts, and he burned as incense the fat on the altar. And Aaron waved the breasts, and the right leg as a wave offering before Yahweh, as Moses commanded. And Aaron lifted up his hands toward the people and blessed them, and came down from offering the sin offering, and the burnt offering, and the peace offerings. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation. And they came out and blessed the people, and the glory of Yahweh appeared to all the people. And fire came out from before Yahweh and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. And all the people saw, and cried aloud, and fell on their faces. Chapter 10. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in them, and they put incense on it and brought profane fire before Yahweh, which he had not commanded them. and fire went out from before Yahweh and consumed them, and they died before Yahweh. And Moses said to Aaron, It is that which Yahweh has spoken, saying, I will be treated holy by those drawing near to me, and I will be honored before all the people. And Aaron was silent. And Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, sons of Uzziel, Aaron's uncle, and said to them, Come near, carry your brothers from the front of the sanctuary to the outside of the camp. And they came near and carried them in their coats to the outside of the camp, as Moses had commanded. And Moses said to Aaron, and to Eleazar, and to Ithamar, his sons, You shall not uncover your heads and you shall not tear your garments, that you may not die, and he be angry on all the congregation. As to your brothers, the whole house of Israel, they shall mourn the burning which Yahweh has kindled. And you shall not go out of the door of the tent of the meeting, lest you die. For the anointing oil of Yahweh is on you. And they did according to the word of Moses. And Yahweh spoke to Aaron, saying, You shall not drink wine and fermented drink, you nor your sons with you, as you go into the tabernacle of the congregation, and you shall not die, a never-ending statute throughout your generations. And to make a distinction between the holy and profane, and between the unclean and the clean. And to teach the sons of Israel all the statutes which Yahweh has spoken to them by the hand of Moses. And Moses spoke to Aaron, and to Eleazar, and to Ithamar, his sons who were left, Take the food offering that remains from the fire offerings of Yahweh, and eat it unleavened near the altar, for it is most holy. And you shall eat it in the holy place, for it is your portion, and the portion of your sons, from the fire offerings of Yahweh, for so I have been commanded. And the breast of the wave offering, and the leg of the heave offering, you shall eat in a clean place, you and your sons, and your daughters with you. For they have been given for your portion and the portion of your sons out of the sacrifices of peace offerings of the sons of Israel. The leg of the heave offering, and the breast of the wave offering, besides fire offerings of the fat, they shall bring in to wave a wave offering before Yahweh, and it shall be to you, and to your sons with you, a never-ending statute, as Yahweh has commanded. And Moses sought carefully for the goat of the sin offering, and, behold, it had been burned. And he was angry against Eleazar and against Ithamar, Aaron's remaining sons, saying, Why have you not eaten the sin offering in the holy place, for it is most holy, and he has given it to you to take away the iniquity of the congregation, to make atonement for them before Yahweh. Behold, its blood has not been brought into the holy place inside. You should certainly have eaten it in the sanctuary, as I have commanded. And Aaron said to Moses, Behold, today they have brought their sin offering and their burnt offering before Yahweh, and such things have happened to me. And if I had eaten the sin offering today, would it have been accepted in the sight of Yahweh? And when Moses heard, then it was good in his eyes. Chapter 11. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying to them, Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, These are the living things which you shall eat out of all the animals which are on the earth. Any that divides the hoof and is wholly cloven-footed, bringing up the cud, among the living things, you may eat it. Only, you may not eat these, of those bringing up the cud, and of those dividing the hoof, the camel, though it brings up the cud, yet it does not divide the hoof, it is unclean to you. And the rock badger, though it brings up the cud, yet it does not divide the hoof, it is unclean to you. And the hare, though it brings up the cud, yet it does not divide the hoof, it is unclean to you. And the swine, though it divides the hoof and is cloven-footed, yet it does not bring up the cud, it is unclean to you. You shall not eat of their flesh, and you shall not touch their dead body, they are unclean to you. Of all that are in the waters, you shall eat these, any one that has fins and scales in the waters, in the seas, and in the brooks, you may eat them. But any one that does not have fins and scales in the seas, and in the brooks, of any swarming creature of the waters, and of any creature which lives in the waters, they are to be detested by you. Yes, they shall be an abomination to you, you shall not eat of their flesh and you shall shun their dead bodies. Any one that does not have fins and scales in the waters, it shall be an unclean thing to you. And these you shall count unclean among the fowls, they shall not be eaten, they are unclean, the eagle, and the black vulture and the bearded vulture. And the kite, and the falcon, according to its kind. Every raven according to its kind. And the ostrich, and the great owl, and the gull, and small hawks, according to its kind. And the little owl, and the Egyptian vulture, and the eared owl. And the barn owl, and the pelican and the owl vulture. And the stork, the heron according to its kind, and the hoopoe, and the bat. Every flying swarming creature going on all four, it is an abomination to you. Only, this you may eat of any swarming thing which flies, which goes on all four, which has legs above its feet, to leap with them on the earth. These are those you may eat, the locusts according to its kind, and the bald locust according to its kind, and the long-horned grasshopper according to its kind, and the short-horned grasshopper according to its kind. But every swarming thing which flies, which has 4 feet, it is unclean to you. And by these you shall be made unclean, any who touches their dead body is unclean until the evening. And anyone who lifts up their dead body shall wash his garments and shall be unclean until the evening. Even every living thing which divides the hoof, and is not cloven-footed, and does not bring up the cud, they are unclean to you, anyone who touches them shall be unclean. And any going on its paws among all the living things which go on all four, they are unclean to you, anyone who touches their dead body is unclean until the evening. And he who lifts up their dead body shall wash his garments and shall be unclean until the evening, they are unclean to you. And these shall be unclean to you among the swarming things which swarm on the earth, the weasel, and the mouse, and the great lizard according to its kind. And the gecko, and the monitor, and the lizard, and the sand lizard, and the barn owl. These are unclean to you among all which swarm, anyone who touches them in their death is unclean until the evening. And anything on which any one of them falls in their death is unclean, whether of any vessel of wood, or garment, or skin, or sack, any vessel in which work is done shall be caused to go into water, and shall be unclean until the evening, then it shall be cleaned. And any earthen vessel into the midst of which any one of them falls, whatever is in it, shall be unclean, and you shall break it. And of all the food which may be eaten, that on which such water falls shall be unclean, and all drink that may be drunk in any such vessel shall be unclean. And anything on which any part of their dead body falls shall be unclean, an oven or hearth shall be broken down, they are unclean, yes, they are unclean to you. But a fountain or a well, a collection of water, shall be clean, only that touching the dead body is unclean. And when any part of their dead body falls on any sowing seed which is sown, it shall be clean. But when water is put on the seed, and any of its dead body has fallen on it, it shall be unclean to you. And when any of the animals which are food for you dies, he who touches its dead body is unclean until the evening. And he who eats of its dead body shall wash his garments and shall be unclean until the evening, and he who lifts up its dead body shall wash his garments and shall be unclean until the evening. And every swarming thing which swarms on the earth is unclean, it shall not be eaten. Anything going on its belly, and any going on all four, and all having many feet, even every swarming thing that swarms on the earth, you shall not eat them, for they are unclean. You shall not pollute yourselves with any swarming thing which swarms, nor shall you make yourselves unclean with them, so that you should be defiled by them. For I am Yahweh your Elohim, and you have sanctified yourselves, and you have become holy, for I am holy. And you shall not defile your persons with any swarming thing which creeps on the earth. For I am Yahweh who brought you up out of the land of Egypt to become your Elohim, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. This is the law of the animals, and of the fowl, and of every living creature which moves in the waters, and every creature which swarms on the earth. To make a distinction between the unclean and the clean, and between the living thing that may be eaten and the living thing that may not be eaten. Chapter 12. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, If a woman has conceived seed, and has borne a male, then she shall be unclean 7 days, as on the days of her menstrual impurity she shall be unclean. And on the 8th day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. And she shall remain in the blood of her cleansing 33 days, she shall not touch any holy thing, and she shall not go into the sanctuary, until the days of her cleansing are fulfilled. And if she bears a female, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her menstruation, and she shall continue in the blood of her cleansing 66 days. And when the days of her cleansing are fulfilled for son or for daughter, she shall bring in a lamb, a son of a year, for a burnt offering, and a young dove or a turtle dove for a sin offering, to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, to the priest. And he shall bring it near before Yahweh, and shall atone for her, and she shall be cleansed from the fountain of her blood. This is the law of her who bears, whether a male or a female. And if her hand is not able to find a lamb, then she shall take two turtle doves, or two young doves, one for a burnt offering, and one for a sin offering, and the priest shall atone for her, and she shall be cleansed. Chapter 13. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, When a man has a swelling in the skin of his flesh, or a scab, or a bright spot, and it shall become in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought in to Aaron the priest, or to one of his sons, the priests. And the priest shall look upon the plague in the skin of the flesh, and if the hair in the plague has turned white, and the appearance of the plague is deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy, and the priest shall look upon him and shall pronounce him unclean. And if the bright spot is white in the skin of his flesh, and its appearance is not deeper than the skin, and its hair has not turned white, then the priest shall shut up the plague 7 days. And the priest shall look on him on the 7th day, and, behold, if the plague stays in its appearance, and the plague has not spread in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up 7 more days. And the priest shall look upon him again the 7th day, and, behold, if the plague has become dim, and the plague has not spread in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean, it is a scab, and he shall wash his garments and shall be clean. But if the scab spreads greatly in the skin, after he has been seen by the priest for his cleansing, then he shall be seen a 2nd time by the priest. And the priest shall look, and, behold, if the scab has spread in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is leprosy. When the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought in to the priest. And the priest shall look, and behold, if a white rising is in the skin, and it has turned the hair white, and a living flesh is in the swelling. It is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean, he shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. And if the leprosy breaks out greatly on the skin, and the leprosy covers all the skin of the one who has the plague, from his head even to his feet, to all that appears to the priest's eyes. Then the priest shall look, and behold, if the leprosy has covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce the plague spot clean, it has all turned white, he is clean. And in the day living flesh is seen in him, he is unclean. And the priest shall look on the living flesh and shall pronounce him unclean, the living flesh is unclean, it is leprosy. Or when the living flesh turns back and shall be turned to white, then he shall come in to the priest. And the priest shall look on him, and, behold, the plague has turned to white, the priest shall pronounce the plague spot clean, he is clean. And when the flesh has a boil in its skin, and it has been healed, and a white swelling has replaced the boil, or a bright white spot, very red, a reddish white, then it shall be seen by the priest. And the priest shall look, and, behold, if its appearance is lower than the skin, and its hair has turned white, the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is the plague of leprosy, it has broken out in a boil. But if the priest looks at it, and, behold, there is no white hair in it, and it is not lower than the skin, and has become dim, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And if it spreads greatly in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is a plague. And if in its place the bright spot is stayed, it has not spread, it is an inflamed boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. Or if there is flesh in which the skin has a hot burning, and the raw flesh of the burning becomes a bright white spot, being very red or white. And the priest shall look on it, and, behold, the hair has turned white in the bright spot, and its appearance is deeper than the skin, it is leprosy. It has broken out in the burning, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is the plague of leprosy. But if the priest looks on it, and, behold, there is no white hair in the bright spot, and it is no lower than the other skin, but is somewhat faded, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And the priest shall look at him the 7th day. And if it is spread abroad very much in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of leprosy. And if the bright spot stays in its place, and does not spread in the skin, but is somewhat faded, it is a swelling of the burning, and the priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is a scar of the burning. And if a man or a woman has in them a plague in the head or in the beard, then the priest shall look on the plague. And, behold, if its appearance is deeper than the skin, and a thin shining hair in it, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a scab, a leprosy on the head or beard. And when the priest looks on the plague of the scab, and, behold, it is not in sight deeper than the skin, and there is no black hair in it, then the priest shall shut up the plagued one with the scab 7 days. And in the seventh day the priest shall look on the plague. And, behold, if the scab has not spread, and there is no shining hair in it, and the appearance of the scab is not deeper than the skin, then he shall shave himself, but he shall not shave the scab. And the priest shall shut up the one who has the scab a second 7 days. And the priest shall look on the scab on the seventh day. And, behold, if the scab has not spread in the skin, and its appearance is not deeper than the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean. And he shall wash his garments, and shall be clean. And if the scab has spread further in the skin after his cleansing, and the priest has looked on him, and, behold, the scab has spread in the skin, the priest shall not seek for the shining, yellow hair, he is unclean. But if in his eyes the scab has stabilized, and black hair has sprung up in it, the scab has been healed, he is clean. And the priest shall pronounce him clean. And when a man or a woman has bright spots, white bright spots, in the skin of their flesh, and the priest has seen it, and, behold, there are pale white spots in the skin of their flesh, it is a pale spot springing up in the skin, he is clean. And when a man's head grows bald, he is clean. And if his head grows bald from the corner of his head toward his face, he is forehead bald, he is clean. And if there is in the bald head, or the bald forehead, a reddish white plague, it is a leprosy breaking out in the bald head, or in the bald forehead. And the priest shall look on him, and, behold, if the rising of the plague is reddish white in his bald head, or in his bald forehead, as the appearance of leprosy, in the skin of the flesh, he is a leprous man, he is unclean. The priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean, his plague is in his head. And the leper who has the plague in him, his garments shall be torn, and his head shall be uncovered, and he shall cover the upper lip, and he shall call out, unclean. Unclean. And the days that the plague shall be in him, he is unclean, he shall live alone, he is unclean, his dwelling shall be at the outside of the camp. And if there is in any garment a plague of leprosy, in a garment of wool, or in a garment of linen, or in the warp, or in the woof, or of linen, or of wool, or in leather, or in any work of leather, and if the plague is greenish or reddish in the garment, or in the leather, or in the warp, or in the woof, or in anything of leather, it is a plague of leprosy, and it shall be seen by the priest. And the priest shall look on the plague, and shall shut up the plague thing 7 days. And he shall look on the plague on the seventh day. And if the plague has spread in the garment, or in the warp, or in the woof, or in the leather, of all that is made of skin for use, the plague is a corroding leprosy, it is unclean. And he shall burn the garment, or the warp, or the woof, in wool or in linen, or anything of leather, in which the plague is, for it is a corroding leprosy, it shall be burned with fire. And if the priest shall look, and, behold, the plague has not spread in the garment, or in the warp, or in the woof, or in anything of leather, then the priest shall command, and they shall wash that in which the plague is. And he shall shut it up a second 7 days. And the priest shall look on that in which the plague is after it has been washed. And, behold, if the plague has not changed its appearance, and if the plague has not spread, it is unclean, you shall burn it with fire, it is eaten away in its inside or in its outside. And if the priest shall look, and, behold, the plague has become pale after it has been washed, then he shall tear it out of the garment, or out of the leather, or out of the warp, or out of the woof. And if it is still seen in the garment, or in the warp, or in the woof, or in anything of leather, it is a spreading plague, you shall burn it with fire, that in which the plague is. And the garment, or the warp, or the woof, or anything of leather which you shall wash when the plague has been taken off them, then it shall be washed a second time, and shall be clean. This is the law of the plague of leprosy in a garment of wool or of linen, or of the warp, or of the woof, or of anything of leather, to pronounce it clean, or to pronounce it unclean. Chapter 14. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, this shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing, that he shall be brought to the priest. And the priest shall go out to the outside of the camp. And the priest shall look, and, behold, if the plague of leprosy is healed in the leper, then the priest shall command, and he shall take for him who is to be cleansed 2 clean living birds, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And the priest shall command, and he shall kill the one bird on an earthen vessel, over running water. He shall take the living bird, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood of the slain bird, over the running water. And he shall sprinkle on him who is to be cleansed from the leprosy 7 times, and shall pronounce him clean. And he shall send out the living bird into the open field. And he who is to be cleansed shall wash his garments, and shall shave all his hair, and shall bathe with water, and shall be clean. And afterwards he shall come into the camp, and shall live on the outside of his tent 7 days. And it shall be on the 7th day, he shall shave all his hair, his head, and his beard, and his eyebrows, he shall even shave all his hair. And he shall wash his garments, and shall bathe his flesh with water, and shall be clean. And on the 8th day he shall take 2 male lambs without blemish, and 1 ewe lamb, daughter of a year, without blemish, and 3/10 parts of flour for a food offering, mixed with oil, and 1 log of oil. And the priest who is cleansing, and the man who is to be cleansed, shall stand with them before Yahweh, at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall take the 1 male lamb and shall bring it near for a guilt offering, and the log of oil, and shall wave them as a wave offering before Yahweh. And he shall kill the lamb in the place where he killed the sin offering and the burnt offering, in the holy place. For like the sin offering, the guilt offering belongs to the priest, it is most holy. And the priest shall take some of the blood of the guilt offering, and the priest shall put it on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. And the priest shall take some of the log of oil and shall pour it on the left hand of the priest. And the priest shall dip his right finger in the oil on his left palm and shall sprinkle some of the oil with his finger 7 times before Yahweh. And of the rest of the oil on his palm, the priest shall put on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot, on the blood of the guilt offering. And the rest of the oil on the palm of the priest, he shall put on the head of him who is to be cleansed. And the priest shall make atonement for him before Yahweh. And the priest shall make a sin offering, and shall atone for him who is to be cleansed from his uncleanness. And afterwards he shall slaughter the burnt offering. And the priest shall offer the burnt offering, and the food offering, on the altar, and the priest shall make atonement for him, and he shall be clean. And if he is poor, and his hand is not able to reach these things, then he shall take 1 lamb as a guilt offering, for a wave offering, to atone for himself, and 1/10 part of flour mixed with oil for a food offering, and a log of oil. And 2 turtle doves, or 2 young doves, which his hand can reach, and one shall be a sin offering, and the other a burnt offering. And he shall bring them into the priest on the 8th day for his cleansing, to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, before Yahweh. And the priest shall take the lamb of the guilt offering, and the log of oil, and the priest shall wave them as a wave offering before Yahweh. And he shall kill the lamb of the guilt offering, and the priest shall take some of the blood of the guilt offering, and he shall put it on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. And the priest shall pour the oil on the left hand of the priest. And the priest shall sprinkle with his right finger some of the oil on his palm, 7 times before Yahweh. And the priest shall put some of the oil on his palm on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of the right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot, on the place of the blood of the guilt offering. And the rest of the oil on the priest's palm he shall put on the head of him who is to be cleansed, to atone for him, before Yahweh. And he shall offer one of the turtle doves, or of the young doves, from that which he is able to reach. That which his hand has reached out to, the one a sin offering, and the other a burnt offering, besides the food offering. And the priest shall make atonement for him who is to be cleansed before Yahweh. This is the law of him in whom is a plague of leprosy whose hand could not reach to his cleansing. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, When you come into the land of Canaan, which I am giving to you for a possession, and I have put a plague of leprosy in the house in the land of your possession. Then if he who owns the house shall come in and declare to the priest, saying, I have seen a plague in the house. And the priest shall command, and they shall turn out from the house before the priest comes in to see the plague, that all in the house may not be unclean, and afterwards the priest shall come in to see the house. And he shall look upon the plague, and, behold, if the plague is in the walls of the house with depressions greenish or reddish, and the appearance of it is lower than the wall. Then the priest shall go out of the house to the door of the house, and shut up the house 7 days. And the priest shall come again the 7th day, and shall look, and, behold, if the plague has spread in the walls of the house. Then the priest shall command that they take out the stones in which the plague is, and throw them into an unclean place outside the city. And he shall cause the house to be scraped inside all around, and they shall pour out the dust which they have scraped off at the outside of the city, at an unclean place. And they shall take other stones and bring them into the place of the stones, and he shall take other clay and shall plaster the house. And if the plague returns and breaks out in the house after he has taken away the stones, and after he has scraped the house, and after it has been plastered, then the priest shall come in and look, and, behold, if the plague has spread in the house, it is a corroding leprosy in the house, it is unclean. And he shall break down the house, its stones, and its wood, and all the clay of the house, and he shall carry it out to the outside of the city, to an unclean place. And he who goes into the house all the days he has shut it up shall be unclean until the evening. And he who lies in the house shall wash his clothes, and he who eats in the house shall wash his clothes. And if the priest shall come in and carefully look, and, behold, the plague has not spread in the house after the house has been plastered, then the priest shall pronounce the house clean, for the plague has been healed. And he shall take 2 birds for the cleansing of the house, and cedar wood, and scarlet dye, and hyssop. And he shall kill the 1 bird on an earthen vessel, over running water. And he shall take the cedar wood, and the hyssop, and the scarlet, and the living bird, and shall dip them in the blood of the slain bird, and in the running water, and shall sprinkle on the house 7 times. And he shall cleanse the house with the blood of the bird, and with the running water, and with the living bird, and with the cedar wood, and with the hyssop, and with the scarlet dye. And he shall send away the living bird to the outside of the city, to the open field, and shall atone for the house, and it shall be clean. This is the law for every plague of the leprosy and 4 scabs. And 4 leprosy of a garment, and of a house. And 4 arising, and 4 a scab, and 4 a bright spot. To teach when it is unclean and when it is clean, this is the law of leprosy. Chapter 15. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, To any man, when there is a discharge from his flesh, it is unclean because of his flow. And this is his uncleanness in his issue: if his flesh has run with his issue, or his flesh has ceased from issue, it is his uncleanness. Every bed on which the issuing one lies shall be unclean. And everything on which he sits shall be unclean. And anyone who touches his bed shall wash his garments, and shall bathe with water, and shall be unclean until the evening. And he who sits on a thing on which he who discharges sat, shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and shall be unclean until the evening. And he that touches the flesh of him who discharges shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until evening. And if he who issues, spits on a clean one, then he shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And every saddle on which he who discharges rides shall be unclean. And whoever touches anything that was under him shall be unclean until the evening. And the one carrying those things shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And whomever he who has the discharge touches, and has not rinsed his hands in water, he shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And the earthen vessel that he who discharges touches shall be broken, and every wooden vessel shall be rinsed in water. And when he who discharges is cleansed of his issue, then he shall number to himself 7 days for his cleansing, and wash his clothes. And he shall bathe his flesh in running water, and shall be clean. And on the 8th day he shall take to himself 2 turtle doves, or 2 young doves, and come before Yahweh to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and give them to the priest. And the priest shall offer them, the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering. And the priest shall atone for him before Yahweh for his discharge. And if any man's semen goes out from him, then he shall bathe all his flesh in water, and be unclean until the evening. And every garment, and every skin on which the semen is, shall be washed with water, and be unclean until the evening. And a woman with whom a man lies with an emission of semen shall bathe with water, and be unclean until the evening. And if a woman's issue in her flesh is a flow of blood, she shall be in her impurity 7 days, and whoever touches her shall be unclean until the evening. And anything on which she lies in her impurity shall be unclean, and anything on which she sits shall be unclean. And whoever touches her bed shall wash his clothes and bathe in water, and be unclean until the evening. And whoever touches anything on which she sits shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And if it is on the bed, or on anything on which she sits when he touches it, he shall be unclean until the evening. And if lying any man lies with her, and her impurity is on him, he shall be unclean 7 days, and every bed on which he lies shall be unclean. And if a woman has an issue of her blood many days outside the time of her impurity, or if she issues beyond the time of her impurity, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness, she shall be as in the days of her impurity, she is unclean. Every bed on which she lies all the days of her issue shall be to her as the bed of her impurity to her, and everything on which she sits shall be unclean as the uncleanness of her impurity. And whoever touches those things shall be unclean, and shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And if she is cleansed of her issue, then she shall number to herself 7 days, and after that she shall be clean. And on the 8th day she shall take to herself 2 turtle doves, or 2 young doves, and bring them to the priest, to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall offer the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering, and the priest shall atone for her before Yahweh for the issue of her uncleanness. So you shall separate the sons of Israel from their uncleanness, and they shall not die in their uncleanness, when they defile my tabernacle that is in their midst. This is the law of him that discharges, and of him from whom semen goes out, for uncleanness by it. And of her who is menstruating in her impurity, and of him from whom the issue goes, of a male or of a female, and of a man who lies with an unclean woman. Chapter 16. And Yahweh spoke to Moses after the death of the 2 sons of Aaron, as they drew near before Yahweh, and they died. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Speak to your brother Aaron, and he shall not come in at all times to the sanctuary within the veil, to the front of the mercy seat. With this Aaron shall come into the sanctuary with a bull, a son of the herd, for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering. He shall put on a holy linen coat, and linen underpants shall be on his flesh, and he shall gird himself with a linen girdle, and he shall wrap himself in a linen mitre, they are holy garments. And he shall bathe his flesh with water and shall put them on. And he shall take from the congregation of the sons of Israel 2 kids of the goats for a sin offering, and 1 ram for a burnt offering. And Aaron shall bring near the bull of the sin offering which is his own, and shall make atonement for himself, and for his house. And he shall take the 2 he-goats and shall cause them to stand before Yahweh, at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron shall give lots over the 2 he-goats, 1 lot for Yahweh, and 1 lot for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat on which the lot of Yahweh fell and shall make it a sin offering. And the goat on which the lot fell for a complete removal shall be made to stand living before Yahweh to atone by it, to send it away for a complete removal into the wilderness. And Aaron shall bring the bull of the sin offering which is his own, and shall atone for himself, and for his house, and shall kill the bull of the sin offering which is his own. And he shall take a censer full of coals of the fire from off the altar before Yahweh, and his hands full of fragrant perfumes beaten small, and bring it within the veil. And he shall put the incense on the fire before Yahweh, and the cloud of the incense shall cover the mercy seat on the testimony, and he shall not die. And he shall take some of the blood of the bull, and shall sprinkle with his finger on the front of the mercy seat eastward. And he shall sprinkle at the front of the mercy seat 7 times from the blood with his finger. And he shall kill the goat of the sin offering which is the people's, and shall bring in its blood to the inside of the veil, and shall do with its blood as he has done with the blood of the bull, and shall sprinkle it on the mercy seat, and at the front of the mercy seat. And he shall atone for the sanctuary because of the pollutions of the sons of Israel, and because of their transgressions for all their sins. And so he shall do for the tent of meeting dwelling in the midst of their pollutions. And not any man shall be in the tent of meeting as he goes in to atone in the sanctuary, until he comes out. And he shall atone for himself, and for his house, and for all the congregation of Israel. And he shall go out to the altar before Yahweh, and shall atone for it. And he shall take some of the blood of the bull, and some of the blood of the goat, and shall put it on the horns of the altar all around. And he shall sprinkle on it from the blood with his finger 7 times, and shall cleanse it, and shall purify it from the uncleanness of the sons of Israel. And when he has finished atoning for the sanctuary, and the tent of meeting, and the altar, and has brought near the living goat, then Aaron shall lay his 2 hands on the head of the living goat, and shall confess over it all the iniquities of the sons of Israel, and all their transgressions, and all their sins, and shall put them on the head of the goat, and shall send it by the hand of a chosen man into the wilderness. And the goat shall bear on him all their iniquities to a land not inhabited. And he shall send the goat away into the wilderness. And Aaron shall come into the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall strip off the linen garments which he had put on as he went into the sanctuary, and shall leave them there. And he shall bathe his flesh with water in the sanctuary and shall put on his garments, and shall come out, and shall offer his burnt offering, and the burnt offering of the people, and shall atone for himself and for the people. And he shall burn as incense the fat of the sin offering on the altar. And he who let the goat go for a scapegoat shall wash his garments and shall bathe his flesh with water, and later he shall come into the camp. And the bull of the sin offering, and the goat of the sin offering, whose blood has been brought in to atone in the sanctuary, one shall carry them out to the outside of the camp, and they shall burn their skins with fire and their flesh, and their dung. And he burning them shall wash his garments, and shall bathe his flesh with water, and afterwards he shall come into the camp. And it shall be for a never-ending statute, in the 7th month, in the 10th of the month, you shall humble yourself and do no work, the native, and the alien who is staying in your midst. For on this day he shall atone for you, to cleanse you from all your sins you shall be clean before Yahweh. It is a Sabbath of rest to you, and you shall humble yourself. It is a never-ending statute. And the priest whom he shall anoint, and whose hand he shall consecrate to act as priest instead of his father, shall make atonement, and shall put on the linen garments, the holy garments. And he shall atone for the holy sanctuary, and for the tabernacle of the congregation, and for the altar he shall atone, yes, for the priests, and for all the people of the congregation he shall atone. And this shall be to you a never-ending statute to atone for the sons of Israel, because of all their sins, once a year. And he did as Yahweh had commanded Moses. Chapter 17. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron, and to his sons, and to all the sons of Israel. And you shall say to them, This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded, saying, Any man of the house of Israel who kills an ox, or lamb, or goat, in the camp, or who kills at the outside of the camp, and has not brought it in to the door of the tent of meeting as an offering to Yahweh, before the tabernacle of Yahweh, blood shall be imputed to that man, he has shed blood. And that man shall be cut off from the midst of his people. So that the sons of Israel shall bring in their sacrifices which they are sacrificing in the open field to the door of the tent of meeting, to the priest, and sacrifice them for sacrifices of peace offerings to Yahweh. And the priest shall sprinkle the blood on the altar of Yahweh, at the door of the tent of meeting, and shall burn the fat as incense for a soothing fragrance to Yahweh. And they shall not sacrifice their sacrifices any more to devil-like goats, after which they have gone whoring. This is a perpetual statute to them throughout their generations. And you shall say to them, Any man of the house of Israel, or of aliens who sojourn in your midst, who offers burnt offering or sacrifice, and does not bring it in to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation to offer it to Yahweh, that man shall be cut off from his people. And any man of the house of Israel, or of the alien who is staying in your midst, who eats any blood, I will set my face against that person that eats blood and will cut him off from his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar, to atone for your souls, for it is the blood which makes atonement for the soul. For this reason I have said to the sons of Israel, No person among you shall eat blood, and the alien who is staying in your midst shall not eat blood. And any man of the sons of Israel, or of the aliens who stay in your midst, who hunts game, beast or fowl, which is eaten, shall even pour out its blood and shall cover it with dust. For it is the life of all flesh, its blood is for its life. And I say to the sons of Israel, you shall not eat blood of any flesh, for the life of all flesh is in the blood, anyone eating it is cut off. And any person who eats a dead body, or torn thing, be he a native, or an alien, he shall wash his clothes and bathe in water, and be unclean until the evening, then he shall be clean. And if he does not wash them, nor bathe his flesh, then he shall bear his iniquity. Chapter 18. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, I am Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not do according to the doings of the land of Egypt in which you lived, and you shall not do according to the doings of the land of Canaan to which I am bringing you, nor shall you walk in their statutes. You shall do my judgments and you shall keep my statutes, to walk in them, I am Yahweh your Elohim. And you shall keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. I am Yahweh. None of you shall draw near to any relative of his flesh to uncover their nakedness, I am Yahweh. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father or the nakedness of your mother, she is your mother, you shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's wife, it is the nakedness of your father. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your sister, the daughter of your father, or the daughter of your mother, born at home, or born away, you shall not uncover their nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your son's daughter, or your daughter's daughter, you shall not uncover their nakedness, for theirs is your own nakedness. The nakedness of the daughter of your father's wife, begotten by your father, she is your sister, you shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a sister of your father, she is a relative of your father. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, for she is your mother's relative. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother, you shall not draw near to his wife, she is your aunt. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law, she is your son's wife, you shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife, it is your brother's nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, you shall not undertake to uncover her son's daughter, or her daughter's daughter, they are her relatives, it is wickedness. And you shall not take a wife with her sister, to vex her, to uncover her nakedness, beside the other in her lifetime. And you shall not draw near to uncover the nakedness of a woman in her menstrual impurity. And you shall not give your semen to your neighbor's wife by lying with her, to be unclean with her. And you shall not give your seed to pass them through to Molech, nor shall you pollute the name of your Elohim, I am Yahweh. And you shall not lie with a male as one lies with a woman, it is detestable. And you shall not give your semen with any animal, for uncleanness with it. And a woman shall not stand before an animal to lie down with it, it is a shameful mixing. Do not defile yourself with all these, for with all these the nations have been defiled, which I am casting out before you. And the land is defiled, and I will visit its iniquity on it, and the land is vomiting out those living in it. And you shall keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not do any of all these disgusting acts, neither the native nor the alien who is staying in your midst. For the men of the land who are before you have done all these disgusting things, and the land is defiled. Do not do these lest the land vomit you out for your defiling it, as it has vomited out the nation that was before you. For anyone who does any of these disgusting things, even the persons who are doing them, shall be cut off from the midst of their people. And you shall keep my charge, so as not to do any of the disgusting customs which were committed before you, and you shall not defile yourselves with them, I am Yahweh your Elohim. Chapter 19. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, speak to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, you are holy, for I am holy, Yahweh your Elohim. Each man of you shall revere his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbaths, I am Yahweh your Elohim. Do not turn to the idols, and you shall not make molten Elohims for yourselves, I am Yahweh your Elohim. And if you sacrifice a sacrifice of peace offerings to Yahweh, you shall sacrifice it of your free will. It shall be eaten in the day of your sacrificing it, and on the morrow, and that which is left on the third day shall be burned with fire. And if it is at all eaten on the third day, it is unclean, it shall not be accepted. And he who eats it, he shall bear his iniquity, for he has polluted the holy thing of Yahweh, and that person shall be cut off from his people. And as you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not completely reap the corner of your field, and you shall not gather the gleaning of your harvest. And you shall not glean your vineyard, and you shall not gather the leavings of your vineyard, you shall leave them to the poor and to the alien, I am Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not steal nor lie, nor deceive a man to another. And you shall not swear by my name to a falsehood, nor shall you pollute the name of your Elohim, I am Yahweh. You shall not extort your neighbor, nor rob, you shall not allow the wages of one hired to remain with you until morning. You shall not revile the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, for you shall revere your Elohim. I am Yahweh. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, you shall not respect the face of the poor, nor favor the face of the mighty, but in righteousness you shall judge your neighbor. You shall not go as a slanderer among your people, you shall not stand up against the blood of your neighbor, I am Yahweh. You shall not hate your brother in your heart, you shall certainly reprove your neighbor, and not allow sin on him. You shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the sons of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself, I am Yahweh. You shall keep my statutes, you shall not cause your livestock to breed with different kinds, you shall not sow two kinds in your field, and you shall not allow a garment mixed of mixed fabric to come upon you. And when a man lies with a woman with semen, and she is a slave girl, betrothed to a man, and not truly redeemed, and freedom not having been given to her, there shall be an inquest, they shall not be put to death, because she was not free. And he shall bring in his guilt offering to Yahweh, to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, a ram for a guilt offering. And the priest shall atone for him with the ram of the guilt offering before Yahweh for his sin which he has sinned, and it shall be forgiven him because of his sin he has sinned. And when you come into the land and have planted all of the food trees, then you shall expose its foreskin, its fruit, it shall be as uncircumcised for you 3 years, it shall not be eaten. And in the fourth year all its fruit is holy, it is for praises for Yahweh. And in the fifth year you shall eat its fruit, that it may yield to you its increase, I am Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not eat with the blood, you shall not divine, nor conjure spirits. You shall not round the side of your head, nor mar the corners of your beard. And you shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, and you shall not put on yourself any etched tattoo, writing or marking, I am Yahweh. You shall not pollute your daughter, to cause her to be a prostitute, that the land may not go whoring, and the land become full of wickedness. You shall keep my Sabbaths, and you shall revere my sanctuary. I am Yahweh. You shall not turn to mediums, and you shall not seek to spiritualists to be defiled by them, I am Yahweh your Elohim. You shall rise up in the face of gray hair, and you shall honor the face of an old man, and be afraid of your Elohim. I am Yahweh. And when an alien lives with you in your land, you shall not oppress him. As the native among you, so shall be the alien who is staying with you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt, I am Yahweh your Elohim. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in measures and weights, or in quantity. You shall have just balances, just weights, a just ephah, and a just hin. I am Yahweh your Elohim, who brought you out from the land of Egypt. And you shall observe all my statutes, and all my judgments and shall do them, I am Yahweh. Chapter 20. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, And you shall say to the sons of Israel, Any man of the sons of Israel, and of the aliens who are living in Israel, who gives of his seed to Molech shall certainly be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. And I shall set my face against that man, and shall cut him off from the midst of his people, for he has given of his seed to Molech, so as to defile my sanctuary, and to pollute my holy name. And if the people of the land truly hide their eyes from that man, as he gives his seed to Molech, so as not to put him to death, then I shall set my face against that man, and against his family, and shall cut him off, and all who go whoring after him, even going whoring after Molech from the midst of their people. And the person who turns to mediums, and to spiritists, to go whoring after them, I shall set my face against that person, and cut him off from the midst of his people. And you shall sanctify yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am Yahweh your Elohim. And you shall keep my statutes and shall do them, I am Yahweh who is sanctifying you. And any man who curses his father and his mother shall surely be put to death, he has cursed his father and his mother, his blood shall be on him. And a man who commits adultery with a man's wife, who commits adultery with the wife of his neighbor, the adulterer and the adulteress dying shall die. And a man who lies with his father's wife, who has uncovered the nakedness of his father, both of them dying shall die, their blood shall be on them. And a man who lies with his daughter-in-law, both of them dying shall die, they have performed a perversion, their blood shall be on them. And a man who lies with a male as one lies with a woman, both of them have done a detestable thing, surely they shall die, their blood shall be on them. And a man who takes a woman and her mother, it is wickedness, they shall burn him and them, and there shall be no wickedness in your midst. And a man who lies with an animal dying shall die. And you shall kill the animal. And if a woman draws near to any animal to lie with it, you shall even put to death the woman and the animal, surely they shall die, their blood shall be on them. And if a man takes his sister, the daughter of his father or daughter of his mother, and he has seen her nakedness, and she sees his nakedness, it is a shame. And they shall be cut off before the eyes of the sons of their people, he has uncovered his sister's nakedness, he shall bear his iniquity. And if a man lies with a menstruating woman, and has uncovered her nakedness, he has made her fountain bare, and she has uncovered the fountain of her blood, even both of them shall be cut off from the midst of their people. And you shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, nor of your father's sister, because he has made naked his near kin, they shall bear their iniquity. If a man lies with his aunt, he has uncovered the nakedness of his uncle, they shall bear their sin, they shall die childless. And if a man takes his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing, he has uncovered his brother's nakedness, they shall be childless. And you shall keep all my statutes, and all my judgments, and shall do them, and the land where I am bringing you to live in it shall not vomit you out. And you shall not walk in the statutes of the nation which I am casting out from before you, for all these they have done, and I am disgusted with them. But I have said to you, you shall surely possess their land, and, I am giving it to you to possess it, a land flowing with milk and honey, I am Yahweh your Elohim, who has set you apart from the nations. And you shall make a difference between the clean animals and the unclean, and between the unclean fowl and the clean. And you shall not defile yourself by beast or by fowl, or by anything which swarms the ground, which I have set apart to you as unclean. And you shall be holy to me, for I, Yahweh, am holy, and I have set you apart from the nations to become mine. And a man or woman, when there is among them a medium, or a fortune teller, certainly they shall die, they shall stone them with stones, their blood is on them. Chapter 21. And Yahweh said to Moses, Speak to the priests, Aaron's sons, and you shall say to them, None shall be defiled for the dead among his people. But for his relative who is near to him, for his mother, and for his father, and for his son, and for his daughter, and for his brother, and for his sister, the virgin, who is near to him, who has not been with a man, for her he may be defiled. A leader shall not defile himself among his people, to pollute himself. They shall not make their heads bald, and they shall not shave the corner of their beard, and they shall not make a cutting in their flesh. They are holy to their Elohim, and they shall not pollute the name of their Elohim. For they offer the fire offerings of Yahweh, bread of their Elohim, and they are holy. They shall not take a woman who is a harlot, or polluted, nor shall they take a woman divorced from her husband, for he is holy to his Elohim. And you shall sanctify him, for he brings near the bread of your Elohim, he is holy to you, for I am holy, Yahweh who is sanctifying you. And when a daughter of any priest pollutes herself by going whoring, she is polluting her father, she shall be burned with fire. And the high priest of his brothers, on whose head the anointing oil is poured, and whose hand is consecrated to put on the garments, his head shall not be bared, nor his garments torn. Nor shall he come near any dead person, he shall not defile himself for his father or for his mother. Nor shall he go out from the sanctuary, nor shall he pollute the sanctuary of his Elohim. For the crown of the anointing oil of his Elohim is on him, I am Yahweh. And he shall take a wife in her virginity. He shall not take a widow, or one divorced, or a polluted one, a harlot, but he shall take a virgin of his own people for a wife. And he shall not pollute his seed among his people, for I am Yahweh who sanctifies him. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron, saying, No man of your seed throughout their generations shall draw near to offer the bread of his Elohim if there is a blemish in him. For no man in whom there is a blemish shall draw near, a blind man, or one lame, or disfigured, or deformed. Or a broken-footed man, or a broken-handed man. Or one humpbacked, or a crushed one, or with a spot in his eye, or a scurvy one, or one scabbed, or one with crushed testicles. No man of the seed of Aaron the priest in whom there is a blemish shall come near to offer the fire offerings of Yahweh, a blemish is in him, he shall not come near to offer the bread of his Elohim. He shall eat of the bread of his Elohim, of the most holy things, and of the holy things. But he shall not enter into the veil, and he shall not draw near to the altar, for a blemish is in him, and he shall not pollute my sanctuary, for I am Yahweh who sanctifies them. And Moses spoke to Aaron, and to his sons, and to all the sons of Israel. Chapter 22. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron, and to his sons, that they set themselves apart from the holy things of the sons of Israel, and that they do not profane my holy name in what they devote to me, I am Yahweh. Say to them, Out of all your seed throughout your generations, any man who draws near to the holy things which the sons of Israel set apart to Yahweh, and his uncleanness being upon him, that person shall be cut off from before me, I am Yahweh. Any man of the seed of Aaron that is leprous or has an issue, he shall not eat of the holy things until he is clean. And he who touches any uncleanness of a person, or a man whose semen has gone out of him, or a man who touches any swarming thing which is unclean to him, or touches a man who is unclean to him, by any of his uncleanness, the person who touches it shall even be unclean until the evening, and shall not eat of the holy things, but shall bathe his flesh with water. And when the sun goes in, he shall be clean, and afterwards he shall eat of the holy things, for it is his food. He shall not eat a dead body or torn thing, for it is unclean, I am Yahweh. And they shall keep my charge, and shall bear no sin for it, that they may not die for it when they pollute it, I am Yahweh, who is sanctifying them. And no stranger shall eat of the holy things, a tenant of a priest, or a hired servant, these shall not eat of the holy thing. And if a priest buys a person, the purchase of his silver, he shall eat of it, also one born in his house, they shall eat of his bread. And a priest's daughter, when she belongs to an alien man, she shall not eat of the heave offering of the holy things. But a priest's daughter, when she is a widow, or divorced, and has no seed, and has turned back to her father's house, as in her youth, she shall eat of her father's bread. But no stranger shall eat of it. And if a man shall eat of a holy thing through ignorance, then he shall add the fifth part of it, and shall give it to the priest along with the holy thing. And they shall not pollute the holy things of the sons of Israel, that which they lift up to Yahweh. And so cause them to bear the iniquity of the guilt offering in their eating their holy things. For I am Yahweh who sanctifies them. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron, and to his sons, and to all the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, Any man of the house of Israel, or of the aliens in Israel, who brings near his offering, of all his vows, or of all his freewill offerings which they bring near to Yahweh for a burnt offering. At your own will a male, without blemish, of the oxen, of the sheep, or of the goats may be offered. You shall not offer that which has a blemish, for it shall not be acceptable for you. And when a man brings near a sacrifice of peace offerings to Yahweh, to complete a vow, or for a freewill offering, of the herd or of the flock, it shall be without blemish to be accepted, no blemish shall be in it. Blind, or broken, or maimed, or having a flow, or scurvy, or scabbed, you shall not bring these near to Yahweh, and you shall not make of them a fire offering on the altar to Yahweh. As to an ox or a sheep deformed, or dwarfed, you shall make it a freewill offering, but it is not acceptable for a vow. As to anything bruised, or beaten, or torn, or cut, you shall not bring it near to Yahweh, even you shall not do it in your land. And you shall not bring near the bread of your Elohim from the hand of a son of a stranger, or any of these, for their corruption is in them, they are blemished, they are not acceptable for you. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, When an ox, or lamb, or goat is born, and when it has been 7 days under its mother, then from the eighth day and onward it is acceptable for an offering, a fire offering to Yahweh. But an ox or sheep, it and its young one, you shall not slaughter in 1 day. And when you sacrifice a sacrifice of thanksgiving to Yahweh, you shall sacrifice it of your free will. It shall be eaten on that day, you shall not leave any of it until morning, I am Yahweh. and you shall keep my commandments and shall do them, I am Yahweh. And you shall not profane my holy name, and I shall be counted holy among the sons of Israel, I am Yahweh, who is sanctifying you. Who is bringing you up out of the land of Egypt, to become your Elohim, I am Yahweh. Chapter 23. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, The set feasts of Yahweh which you shall proclaim as holy gatherings, shall be these. These are my appointed feasts. Work is to be done 6 days, and on the seventh day shall be a Sabbath of rest, a holy gathering, you shall do no work, it is a Sabbath to Yahweh in all your dwellings. These are appointed times of Yahweh, holy gatherings which you shall proclaim in their appointed seasons. In the first month, on the 14th of the month, between the evenings is the Passover to Yahweh. And on the 15th day of this month is the Feast of Unleavened to Yahweh, you shall eat unleavened things 7 days. On the first day you shall have a holy gathering, you shall do no laborious work. And you shall bring near a fire offering to Yahweh 7 days, and the seventh day shall be a holy gathering, you shall do no laborious work. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, When you come into the land which I am giving to you, and have reaped its harvest, and have brought in the omer, of the beginning of your harvest, to the priest. Then he shall wave the omer before Yahweh for your acceptance, on the morrow of the Sabbath the priest shall wave it. And you shall prepare a lamb in the day you wave the omer, one without blemish, a son of a year, for a burnt offering to Yahweh. And its food offering shall be 2/10 part of flour mixed with oil, a fire offering to Yahweh, a sweet fragrance, and its drink offering, a 1/4 of a hin of wine. And you shall not eat bread, nor roasted grain, nor fresh ears, until this same day, until you have brought the offering of your Elohim, it is a never-ending statute throughout your generations in all your dwellings. And you shall number to you from the next day after the Sabbath, from the day you bring in the omer of the wave offering, they shall be 7 complete Sabbaths. To the next day after the seventh Sabbath, you shall number 50 days, and you shall bring near a new food offering to Yahweh. You shall bring in bread out of your dwellings for a wave offering, 2 loaves, they shall be of 2/10 ephah of flour, they shall be baked with leaven, first fruits to Yahweh. And besides the bread, you shall offer 7 lambs, without blemish, sons of a year, and 1 bull, a son of the herd, and 2 rams, they are a burnt offering to Yahweh, with their food offering and their drink offerings, a fire offering of soothing fragrance to Yahweh. And you shall offer 1 he-goat for a sin offering, and 2 lambs, sons of a year, for a sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall wave them, besides the bread of the first fruits, a wave offering before Yahweh, besides the 2 lambs, they are holy to Yahweh for the priest. And you shall make a proclamation on this same day, it is a holy gathering to you. You shall do no laborious work of service. It is a never-ending statute in all your dwellings throughout your generations. And when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not completely reap the corner of your field, nor shall you gather the gleaning of your harvest, you shall leave them for the poor, and for the alien, I am Yahweh your Elohim. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, In the 7th month, on the 1st of the month, a holy day Sabbath shall be to you, a memorial acclamation of the resounding of trumpets, a holy gathering. You shall do no laborious work and you shall bring a fire offering to Yahweh. And Yahweh spoke to Moses saying, Also, on the 10th of this 7th month shall be a day of atonement, there shall be a holy gathering, and you shall humble and weaken your bodies and shall bring a fire offering to Yahweh. And you shall do no work in this same day, for it is a day of atonement, to atone for you before Yahweh your Elohim. For any person who is not humbled in this same day shall be cut off from his people. And any person who does any work in this same day, I shall even cut off that person from the midst of his people. You shall do no work, it is a never-ending statute throughout your generations, in all your dwellings. It is a Sabbath of rest to you, and you shall humble your souls in the 9th of the month at evening, from evening until evening you shall keep your Sabbath. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, In the 15th day of this 7th month shall be a feast of booths, 7 days to Yahweh. On the 1st day shall be a holy gathering, you shall do no laborious work. 7 days you shall bring a fire offering to Yahweh, on the 8th day you shall have a holy gathering, and you shall bring the fire offering to Yahweh, It is a solemn assembly, you shall do no laborious work of service. These are the set feasts of Yahweh which you shall proclaim, holy gatherings, to bring a fire offering to Yahweh, a burnt offering, and a food offering, a sacrifice, and drink offerings, the thing of a day on its own day. Besides the Sabbaths of Yahweh, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vows, and besides all your freewill offerings which you shall give to Yahweh. Also, in the 15th day of the 7th month, when you gather the increase of the land, you shall keep the feast of Yahweh 7 days, on the first day a holy day Sabbath, and on the 8th day a holy day Sabbath. And you shall take to yourselves on the first day the fruit of majestic trees, palm branches, and boughs of oak trees, and willows of the valley, and shall rejoice before Yahweh your Elohim 7 days. And you shall celebrate it a feast to Yahweh, 7 days in a year, a never-ending statute throughout your generations, in the 7th month you shall keep it. You shall sit in Sukkos for 7 days, all who are native in Israel shall sit down in Sukkos. So that your generations shall know that I caused the sons of Israel to live in Sukkos, when I brought them out of the land of Egypt, I am Yahweh your Elohim. And Moses declared the appointed feasts of Yahweh to the sons of Israel. Chapter 24. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, command the sons of Israel, and they shall bring to you pure olive oil, beaten, for the light, to cause a light to burn continually. Outside the veil of the testimony in the tent of meeting, Aaron shall arrange it from evening until morning before Yahweh continually, a perpetual statute throughout your generations. He shall arrange the lamps on the pure gold menorah before Yahweh continually. And you shall take flour, and shall bake 12 cakes with it, 2/10 shall be in the 1 cake. And you shall set them in 2 rows, 6 on a row on the pure gold table before Yahweh. And you shall put pure frankincense on the row, and it shall be the bread of a memorial, a fire offering to Yahweh. On each Sabbath day he shall arrange it before Yahweh continually, from the sons of Israel, a never-ending covenant. And it shall belong to Aaron and to his sons, and they shall eat it in the sanctuary, for it is most holy to him, from the fire offerings of Yahweh, a never-ending statute. And the son of an Israelite woman, and he was a son of an Egyptian man, went out among the sons of Israel. And the son of the woman of Israel and a man of Israel fought together in the camp. And the son of the woman of Israel blasphemed the name of Yahweh, and cursed. And they brought him into Moses, and his mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri, of the tribe of Dan. And they put him under guard, that it might be declared to them at the mouth of Yahweh. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, bring out the reviler to the outside of the camp. And all those who heard shall lay their hands on his head, and all the congregation shall stone him. And you shall speak to the sons of Israel, saying, when any man curses his Elohim, then he shall bear his sin. And he who blasphemes the name of Yahweh surely shall die. All the congregation shall certainly cast stones at him. As to the alien, so to a native, when he blasphemes the name, he shall be executed. And a man, when he strikes the life from any man, he shall surely be executed. And he who smites an animal to death shall make it good, body for body. And when a man causes a blemish in his neighbor, as he has done, so it shall be done to him. Break for break, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. As he has given a blemish to be in a man, so it shall be done to him. And he who smites an animal to death shall repay it, and he who smites a man to death shall be put to death. One judgment shall be for you whether an alien or a native, for I am Yahweh your Elohim. And Moses spoke to the sons of Israel, and they brought the reviler to the outside of the camp and stoned him with stones. And the sons of Israel did as Yahweh had commanded Moses. Chapter 25. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, when you come into the land which I am giving to you, then the land shall keep a Sabbath to Yahweh. You shall sow your field 6 years, and you shall prune your vineyard 6 years, and shall gather its produce. And in the 7th year shall be a Sabbath of rest to the land, a Sabbath to Yahweh. You shall not sow your field, and you shall not prune your vineyard. You shall not reap that which grows of itself of your harvest, and you shall not gather the grapes of your unkempt vine, it shall be a year of rest to the land. And the Sabbath of the land shall be to you for food, to you, and to your male slave, and to your female slave, and to your hired one, and to your tenant, those living among you. And to your livestock, and to the animal in your land, all its produce shall be for food. And you shall number to yourself 7 Sabbaths of years, 7 years times 7, and all the days of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be to you 49 years. And you shall let a ram's horn resound, a signal in the 7th month, in the 10th of the month, in the Day of Atonement, let a ram's horn pass throughout all your land. And you shall make the 50th year holy, 1 year. And you shall proclaim liberty in the land to those living in it, he shall be a jubilee to you. And you shall return every man to his possession, yea, you shall turn back each to his family. It is a jubilee year, the 50th year, it is to you. You shall not sow, nor reap that which grows of itself, nor gather from its unkempt vines, for it is a jubilee, it is holy to you, you shall eat its increase out of the field. In the year of jubilee you shall return each one to his possession. And if you sell anything to your neighbor, or buy from the hand of your neighbor, you shall not each man oppress his brother. By the number of years after the jubilee you shall buy from your neighbor, by the number of the years of increase he shall sell to you. According to the many years you shall increase its price, and by the fewness of the years you shall diminish its price, for he is selling to you the number of crops. And you shall not oppress each man his neighbor, and you shall fear your Elohim, for I am Yahweh your Elohim. And you shall do my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and shall do them, and you shall live on the land securely. And the land shall give its fruit, and you shall eat to satisfaction, and you shall dwell securely on it. And when you say, what shall we eat in the 7th year, for, lo, we may not sow nor gather our increase? Then I have commanded my blessing on you in the 6th year, and it shall produce the increase for 3 years. And you shall sow the 8th year, and shall eat of the old crop until the 9th year, until the coming in of its crop, you shall eat of the old. And the land shall not be sold in perpetuity, for the land is mine, for you are aliens and tenants with me. And you shall grant a redemption for the land in all the land of your possession. If your brother has become poor and has sold his property, then his kinsman redeemer shall come, and he shall redeem the thing sold by his brother. But when a man has no kinsman redeemer to him, and his own hand has reached out, and he has enough for its redemption, then he shall count the years since its sale, and shall give back the surplus to the man to whom he sold, and he shall return to his possession. And if his hand has not found enough to give back to him, then the thing he sold shall be in the hand of him who buys it until the year of jubilee. And it shall go out in the jubilee, and he shall return to his possession. And when a man sells a dwelling house in a walled city, then his right of redemption shall be the end of the year of its sale, his right of redemption shall be a year of days. And if it is not redeemed until a full year is complete, then the house in the walled city shall be established to perpetuity to its buyer, throughout his generations, it shall not go out in the jubilee. But the houses of the villages which have no walls all around shall be counted as the field of the country, there are redemption rights to it. And it shall go out in the jubilee. As to the cities of the Levites, houses of the cities of their possession, never-ending redemption rights shall be to the Levites. And that which one redeems from the Levites, both the sale of a house, and the city of his possession, shall go out in the jubilee. For the houses of the cities of the Levites are their possession in the midst of the sons of Israel. And the field, the open land of their cities, shall not be sold, for it is a never-ending possession to them. And when your brother has become poor, and his hand has failed with you, then you shall help him. He shall live with you as an alien and a tenant. You shall take no interest or increase from him, and you shall fear your Elohim, and the life of your brother is with you. You shall not give silver to him with interest, and you shall not give your food for increase. I am Yahweh who has brought you out of the land of Egypt, to give to you the land of Canaan, to become your Elohim. And when your brother becomes poor with you, and he has been sold to you, you shall not lay on him the service of a slave. He shall be with you as a hireling, as a tenant he shall be with you, he shall serve with you until the year of jubilee. Then he shall go out from you, he and his sons with him, and shall return to his family, he shall even return to the possession of his father. For they are my servants, whom I have brought out from the land of Egypt, they shall not be sold with the sale of a slave. You shall not rule over him with severity, and you shall fear your Elohim. And your male slave and your female slave whom you have shall be from the nations who are all around you, you shall buy them as male slave or female slave. and also you may buy of the sons of the tenants who are residing with you, and of their families who are with you, which they have fathered in your land. And they shall be a possession to you. And you shall take them for inheritance to your sons after you, to hold for a possession, you may lay service on them forever. But on your brothers, the sons of Israel, one over another, you shall not rule over him with severity. And if an alien or a tenant lifts up a hand with you, and your brother grows poor with him, and he sells himself to an alien, a tenant with you, or to the offshoot of the family of an alien. After he has been sold, there is a redemption to him, one of his brothers may redeem him. Or his uncle, or a son of his uncle, may redeem him, or any of his fleshly relations of his family may redeem him. Or, if his own hand has reached out to gain, then he may be redeemed. And he shall count with his buyer from the year of his being sold to him until the year of Jubilee, and the silver of his sale shall be by the number of years. As the days of a hireling, it shall be with him. If there are yet many years, by mouth he shall give back his redemption, from the silver of his purchase. And if few are left of the years till the year of Jubilee, then he shall count with him according to his years he shall give back his redemption price. As a hireling, year by year, he shall be with him, and he shall not rule him with severity before your eyes. And if he is not redeemed in this way, then he shall go out in the year of Jubilee, he and his sons with him. For the sons of Israel are servants to me, they are my servants whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt, I am Yahweh your Elohim. Chapter 26. You shall not make idols to yourselves, and you shall not set up for yourselves graven images, or a memorial pillar. And you shall not place any stone image in your land, to bow yourselves to it, for I am Yahweh your Elohim. You shall keep my Sabbaths, and revere my sanctuary, I am Yahweh. If you walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, then I will give you rains in their season, and the land shall give her produce, and the tree of the field shall give its fruit. And your threshing shall reach to the vintage, and the vintage shall reach to the sowing time, and you shall eat your bread to satisfaction, and live in your land securely. And I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall terrify you. And I shall cause evil beasts to cease out of the land, and the sword shall not pass over into your land. And you shall pursue your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And five of you shall pursue 100, and 100 of you shall pursue 10,000, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. And I shall turn my face toward you and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and shall establish my covenant with you. And you shall eat very old store, and clear away the old store because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle in your midst, and my soul shall not loathe you. And I shall walk always in your midst, and shall be Elohim to you, and you shall be people to me. I am Yahweh your Elohim, who has brought you out from the land of the Egyptians, from being their slaves, and I will break the bars of your yoke, and cause you to stand erect. And if you will not listen to me, and do not do all these commands, and if you reject my statutes, and if your soul hates my judgments, so as not to do all my commands, to the breaking of my covenant, I will also do this to you, and I shall appoint terror over you, the wasting, and the burning fever, destroying the eyes, and consuming the soul, and you shall sow your seed in vain, and your enemies will eat it. And I shall set my face against you, and you shall be smitten before your enemies, and those who hate you shall rule over you, and you shall flee, and there will be no one pursuing you. And if after these things you will not listen to me, then I will chastise you 7 times more for your sin. And I will break the pride of your strength, and will make your heavens as iron, and your earth as bronze. And your strength shall be consumed in vain, and your land shall not give her produce, and the tree of the land shall not give its fruit. And if you walk contrary to me, and are not willing to listen to me, then I will bring 7 times more plagues on you according to your sins. And send against you the beast of the field, and it shall bereave you. And I shall cut off your livestock and shall make you few, so that your ways are desolate. And if you are not chastised by me by these things, and shall walk contrary to me, then I also, shall walk contrary to you, and shall smite you, even I, 7 times more for your sins. And I will bring a sword on you, executing the vengeance of the covenant, and you shall be gathered to your cities, and I shall send pestilence into your midst, and you shall be given into the hand of an enemy. When I break to you the staff of bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and shall give back your bread by weight, and you shall eat, and shall not be satisfied. If you will not listen to me for this, and shall walk contrary to me, then I also will walk contrary to you in fury. I also will chastise you, I also, seven times for your sins. And you shall eat of the flesh of your sons, and you shall eat of the flesh of your daughters. And I shall destroy your high places and cut down your altars, and shall put your dead bodies on the carcasses of your idols. And my soul shall loathe you. And I shall make your cities a waste, and shall make your sanctuaries desolate, and I shall not smell your sweet fragrances. And I shall make the land desolate, and your enemies who are living in it shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among nations, and shall draw out the sword after you, and your land shall become a waste, and your cities shall be a desolation. Then the land shall enjoy its Sabbaths, all the days of the desolation. And you shall be in the land of your enemies, then the land shall enjoy rest, and shall enjoy its Sabbaths. It shall rest all the days of the desolation, that which it has not rested in your Sabbaths while you lived on it. And those who are left of you, I shall also bring a faintness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a driven leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee, as one flees from the sword, and they shall fall when no one pursues. And they shall stumble upon one another, as if it were before the sword, when no one pursues. And you shall have no power to stand before your enemies. And you shall perish among the nations, and the land of your enemies shall devour you, and of those who are left of you, they shall melt away in their iniquity, in the lands of your enemies, and also in the iniquities of their fathers, they shall dwindle away with them. And if they shall confess their iniquity, and the iniquity of their fathers, in their trespass with which they have trespassed against me, and, also, that they have walked contrary to me, that I also have walked contrary to them, and I have brought them into the land of their enemies, if their uncircumcised hearts are then humbled, and they are pleased to pay for their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and I shall also remember my covenant with Abraham, and I shall remember the land. For the land shall be forsaken by them, and shall satisfy for its Sabbaths, in the desolation without them. And they shall satisfy for their iniquity, because, even because, they have kicked against my judgments, and their soul has loathed my statutes. And yet for all that, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not reject them, nor will I hate them, to consume them, to break my covenant with them, for I am Yahweh their Elohim. Then I shall remember for them the covenant of the first fathers, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the nations, that I might be their Elohim, I am Yahweh. These are the statutes and the judgments and the laws which Yahweh has given between him and the sons of Israel, in Mount Sinai, by the hand of Moses. Chapter 27. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, When a man makes an extraordinary difficult vow by your evaluation, the persons shall belong to Yahweh. And your evaluation shall be of the male from a son of 20 years even until a son of 60 years, then your evaluation shall be 50 shekels of silver by the shekel of the sanctuary. And if it is a female, then your evaluation shall be 30 shekels. And if from a son of 5 years to a son of 20 years, then your evaluation shall be 20 shekels for the male and 10 shekels for the female. And if a son of a month even to a son of 5 years, then your evaluation shall be 5 shekels of silver for the male and 3 shekels of silver for the female. And if from a son of 60 years and above, if a male, then your evaluation shall be 15 shekels and for a female 10 shekels. But if he is too poor for your evaluation, then he shall be made to stand before the priest, and the priest shall value him, the priest shall value him according to the reach of him who vowed. And if it is an animal of which they bring an offering to Yahweh, all that one gives of it to Yahweh is holy. He shall not replace it, or change it, a good for a bad, or a bad for a good. And if he shall at all change animal for animal, then both it and that for which it is changed shall be holy. And if it is any unclean animal, or one which they may not bring as an offering to Yahweh, then he shall make the animal stand before the priest. And the priest shall value it, whether it is good or bad, as you the priest value it, so it shall be. But if he really redeems it, then he shall add its fifth to your evaluation. And when a man sanctifies his house as a holy thing to Yahweh, then the priest shall value it, whether good or bad. As the priest values it, so it shall stand. And if he who is sanctifying shall redeem the house, then he shall add a fifth of the silver of its valuation, and it shall become his. And if a man sanctifies a field of his property to Yahweh, then your valuation shall be according to its seed, a homer of barley seed at 50 shekels of silver. If he shall sanctify his field from the year of Jubilee, it shall stand according to your valuation. And if he shall sanctify his field after the Jubilee, then the priest shall count to him the silver according to the years which are left, to the year of the Jubilee. And it shall be deducted from your estimation. And if he sanctifying the field really will redeem it, then he shall add a fifth of the silver of your evaluation to it, and it shall rise to become his. And if he does not redeem the field, or if he has sold the field to another man, it is not to be redeemed any more. And the field shall be holy to Yahweh when it goes out in the Jubilee, as a field which is devoted. It shall be a possession to the priest. And if he should devote a field of his purchase, which is not of the fields of his possession, then the priest shall count to him the amount of your valuation to the year of Jubilee. And he shall give your valuation in that day, a holy thing to Yahweh. In the year of Jubilee the field shall return to him from whom he bought it, to him who owns it in the land. And all your valuation shall be by the shekel of the sanctuary, 20 gerahs shall be the shekel. However, no man shall dedicate a firstling, which is firstborn to Yahweh among animals, whether ox or sheep, it belongs to Yahweh. And if it is among the unclean animals, then he shall ransom it at your valuation, and he shall add its fifth to it. And if it is not redeemed, then it shall be sold at your evaluation. But any devoted thing which a man devotes to Yahweh from all which belongs to him, of man or of animal, or of the field of his possession, it shall not be sold nor redeemed. Every devoted thing to Yahweh is most holy. No devoted thing which is dedicated by man shall be ransomed, dying it shall die. And all the tithe of the land, of the seed of the land, of the fruit of the tree, shall belong to Yahweh, it is holy to Yahweh. And if a man really redeems any of his tithes, he shall add its fifth to it. And all the tithe of the herd and of the flock, all that passes under the rod, a tenth shall be holy to Yahweh. He shall not search whether it is good or bad, nor shall he change it. And if he at all changes it, then it shall be that it and its substitute shall be holy, it shall not be redeemed. These are the commands which Yahweh has commanded Moses for the sons of Israel, on Mount Sinai.